So our first presentation today is Community Health Workers, a Chicago Metropolitan Strategy to Increase Employment, or a Metropolitan Strategy for Increasing Employment of Community Health Workers. And our presenter is Suzanne Davenport. Suzanne Davenport works in public health as a writer, editor, policy analyst, researcher, and curriculum developer at the Midwest Latino Health Research Training and Policy Center at the University of Illinois at Chicago. Her focus is on social justice and food policy and practice, and the role of community health workers in reducing health disparities. She taught in public schools and community colleges and in community-based adult education. As a Chicago public school reform advocate, she researched, published, and worked to implement local school governing councils. She's been active in the women's movement, labor unions, and community organizations. She has two sons and works three gardens in search of an urban farm. Thank you, Susan.
Thank you very much, and I want to thank the Community Health Policy and Planning section for including the Chicago perspective in this panel, and so I'm very happy to be here and to try to share with you what's going on around. Okay, I have nothing to disclose. Seed of Chicago is one of 18 seed coalitions funded by the Center for Disease Control around the nation. And we're firmly grounded in the socio-ecological approach to understanding public health. And our coalition goals are to reduce cardiovascular disease and diabetes in the Latino and African communities, African American communities, by changing policies and systems. And the two particular foci of our work that emerged out of early coalition meetings, and one was around the equitable distribution of food by increasing local food production and distribution. And the second was to increase health literacy at the community level through peer education. And so the coalition developed basically two committees. And each of those committees is a very strong, vibrant committee made up of many stakeholders and community-based organizations and different organizations. And in particular, we could look at, this was a breakout in 2010 of our member organizations by sector. And so you can see that we have a large nonprofit sector. And then we also have the coalition staff, we have faith-based organizations, health and healthcare, clinics, local clinics, where community health workers are employed, hospitals that would like to employ them, we have academics, we have several other universities involved beside UIC where we're based, and then we have good representation from both the local government, state government, and the national government in terms of public health, from the City Board of Health to the Illinois Department of Public Health to the Minority Health Office Region 5. We targeted economy, environment, and education as the social disparities that we would work with most extensively in trying to carry out of our mission to eliminate the disparities that affect both cardiovascular disease and diabetes. And when we look at the economy and environment, we understand immediately that the impact on people's lives of the high stress from low employment, scarce housing, violence, whether it's in the home or in the community, of discrimination, all of this registers on an immediate biological, cultural, and personal level, as well as in the social structures and organizations that people are living in. So at the same time, the Latin American and African American communities, the lack of health insurance and health care is obvious, and there are very few places in particularly the African American communities to obtain healthy food. In terms of education, it becomes very stark as to why is it that people don't have a lot of knowledge about the impact of unhealthy food and low physical activity on health and disease. And when you think about it, what is it? Is it Well, that people's education terminated early, and so they really didn't learn. They were never in science courses. They didn't take home economics, which maybe has been phased out. Maybe nutrition was once taught by the physical education instructor, but physical education has gone away in our elementary schools in Chicago. So the whole source of where people might even get education, either in their homeland or coming to Chicago, that the sources of knowledge through which people would understand more about the impact of unhealthy food and low physical activity is rather dramatic when you think about what the details of this are. I really wanted to begin, and I jumped into my PowerPoint too quickly. So let me back off for a moment and say that I'm really here to tell a story, and it really is a story about community health workers in the Chicago metropolitan area, which goes to the far northwestern suburbs, which has now become the point of entry for Latino immigration into the Chicago metropolitan area, and into the far south suburbs, where we have both an increasing Latino population, but also a heavily increasing African American population of people who are forced out of the city through very conscious policies of gentrification, privatization, and economic development under the leadership of, you know, local political forces. And our new mayor is continuing very much the policies of the previous generation of mayors of privatizing public institutions, and the full extent of it we don't know yet. But one particular impact it had on health and community health workers was that all the nutritionists at the Chicago Public Health Clinics were eliminated. And so that very kind of basic resource at the public level no longer exists. So we know that CHWs work in communities with individuals, in homes with families, in classes with groups. They work in community agencies and organizations, health clinics and hospitals. And the community health worker position is now in the Department of Labor taxonomy of jobs, and there are many other terms that it covers, and a few of them are up there. Are there any of you in the office who are in the audience who have ever worked as community health workers? Some hands. Any of you who train community health workers? And, well, that's good. Our audience is good. So this is the, we are in our fifth year of our grant from CDC, and in 2009, the agenda was set around for the Health Literacy CHW Policy Committee. There was a very early interest in certification of CHWs, a movement which has caught on in many states around the country, and my colleague on the panel will talk a bit further about it. And there were two citywide CHW summits at which extensive debate went carried on, and at least three elements of the debate were, on the one hand, that state certification was seen as a key to recognition, to reimbursement, and that was before the passage of the Affordable Care Act, which does provide for reimbursement of work by community health workers, and which is a boon to the current situation if it persists, and quality assurance and sustainability in employment. On the other hand, certification was seen as a potential disenfranchisement of CHWs and promotores with a community-based mission of an organizing and educating nature. And formal college education was also seen as a barrier. So the resolution to the certification debate in 2010 was that our committee would stay focused on the health literacy training objective and develop a two standalone curricula in healthy eating and physical activity with CHW participation. And the coalition itself would continue beyond the development of the curriculum to promote CHWs to doctors, hospital administrators, nurses, and other professionals with PowerPoint and video presentations. And secondly, that we would develop a metropolitan alliance of organizations that employ community health workers. So to this end, we held, we have a summit participant survey set standards for the curriculum. So it was a very extensive survey, and I think we have about 30 standards we have to meet in our curriculum. We also reviewed national curricula. In 2010 and 11, we completed 4 CHW focus groups, ranging from the northwest suburbs to the west side of Chicago to the far south suburbs, and then we did a Spanish-only focus group as well. And we've developed 10 draft modules for healthy eating and physical activity, and our next job is to field test the curriculum. The CHWs have participated in many ways in the development of the curriculum. The trainers themselves, CHW trainers, have hosted site visits for myself and other curriculum writers. There are 2 of us who are doing the curriculum writing along with 2 nutritionists, registered dietitians, who have supported us with some professional information. CHWs have participated in the focus groups, and where they shared many successful strategies that they themselves have used to engage their communities in changing their behavior as well as changing their communities to make it a healthier and safer place for people. And finally, we have their stories, we have visuals, and their cultural insights, which we hope to make a central part of the curriculum. So there are 3 strands in the curriculum, 1 on healthy eating, 1 of core competencies around teaching, facilitating, and group building, around assessment of learning, of both of their own learning and becoming more aware of how to assess the learning that is going on with their clients, either one-to-one or in groups, and finally a physical activity component. The modules themselves by strand have those titles, so you can see what the titles are. In addition to the development of the curriculum, we have inaugurated Building a Metropolitan Alliance, and in September, we held the exploratory meeting. And we invited not only the members who come to our coalition, our regular coalition and committee meetings, but also decision makers from those organizations, so they would be in a position to make decisions about what a possible alliance of such diverse organizations as are in our coalition might do to advance the employment and status of community health workers. People identified key issues, and they also identified further organizations to invite and said that they would continue that invitation process. So in November, we anticipate on the 17th prioritizing those policy areas, developing goals and objectives, as well as working methods and planning the next meeting. In February, we already have 2 volunteers to present, one on the progress by towards state level certification, which is done by 4 work groups in the, we have a CHW local network, which is affiliated with Health Connect One, which some of you may know about from your work in this field. They have 4 work groups, and one is on certification, one is on training, that's the one I work on, and then they have workforce development and another one. We also have a panel which would like to present on a community college course. Some of the things we keep in mind in developing the process is comparing the training and certification experience in other states. It's essential to bring clinicians further into the discussion, and we have volunteers to help us do that. Essentially, we want to improve wage levels and benefits, duration of employment, and the whole sense of the CHW voice as one that is respected in the primary care process. And then CHWs themselves organizing, whether it's as a union or as a network or for certification, is really, those are critical initiatives, because to protect any gains, the CHWs are going to have to do that. So in the alliance, the issues for consensus, in some way, are a spiral version of the issues that were talked about 2 years ago. And it's essentially around the contrast of, does certification and further training lead to a career ladder, and is that a good idea? Or are community health workers at promotoras and promotoras de salud, are they basically on a mission in their community and about community organizing? Is that really an antithesis? So on. That's the debate. Another debate is, does each organization work locally, or is there a point in collaborating with larger organizations like the Area Health Education Center, with Health Medicine and Policy Research Group, who is here today, and many other organizations that participate in the coalition? And then, what about curriculum? Should each organization, each agency develop its own curriculum? We've begun to develop a matrix with the typical curricula that agencies offer, or would it really benefit the whole effort of community health workers development as a position to have a standardized portable CHW training core curriculum that organizations would recognize? And so a community health worker would not just get trained at Sinai Hospital, but when they went to work for Alivio or they went to work for Westside Health Authority, you know, their training would be recognized and they would not be continually gathering the small, tiny certificates. We have a very interesting development that was done nearly 10 years ago of a whole community college course. That was very well designed by a coalition of hardworking people who developed a basic, advanced, and then an AAS certificate course to be offered at one of our local city colleges. It was never actually offered, but the course exists. The group still exists. They have not died. They are still with us, and so we are working with them through the committees, through the CHW. There was a dual option in all these courses for credit and non-credit, and there was a concern about the articulation with a BA degree program. So SEED at Chicago faces some organizational challenges. One is the potential change of political landscape, which faces us all. Who knows what that means at a local, state, or federal level. The sustainability of the alliance, additional stakeholders, funding, and structure. And the work of coordinating collaboration among members so that people's areas of work, some understanding of turf is respected, and people are able to collaborate in an effective way. These are some of the stakeholders we need to pursue and have join the coalition. And I would just like to share with you the diversity of our member organizations, and I'm sure this is a little wearing to read every single list, but every single organization. But if you do read through it, you can see the range of organizations that are involved in this work. And with my final slide, I would like to conclude. And thank you for your attention, and I'll be happy to answer questions later. Thank you.